All right, it is 8:34 a.m. on August 24th, 2021. This is the Board of Physical Therapy. Dr. Cornwall will do a roll call to make sure everyone's present. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes, here.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Dr. Bustillo.
Here.
Mr. Clinton.
Here.
Mr. Leone.
Here.
Dr. King.
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Cornwall.
Okay, so welcome to the regular session of the Arizona Physical Therapy Board. What is today? It is August 24th, 2021. Let's go to item number two, review and approval of draft minutes. All right, 2A is July 20th, 2021, regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes, additions, corrections?
Move that we accept the minutes as printed.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second.
Just a reminder that Mr. Leone and Dr. Cornwell, you were not present, so you would want to abstain.
No, I was present in July. I was not present in June.
Okay, sorry. My apologies.
Which brings me up. If you look at the June minutes,
I apologize. It was Mr. Greer. I thought I was all ready, and then I blew it. So just for Mr. Leone's reference, since this is his first meeting. So the motion before you is to approve the regular session minutes for July 20th, 2021. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Greer, were you present last month?
No, but I've reviewed the minutes and I'm happy to approve them.
Mr. Harris?
Mr. Greer, let me just ask, I don't know what the board's practices in the past have been, but did you have an opportunity to listen to the audio recording of last month's meeting as well as the minutes?
I didn't listen to the entire audio recording, but I did listen to some of it, but I'm comfortable approving the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
I abstain since I wasn't part of the meeting.
Very good. Dr. King.
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. Item 2B is July 20th, 2021, executive session meeting minutes.
I move that we accept the executive session meeting minutes.
King, second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the July 20, 2021 executive session meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
I abstain again, not being part of that meeting.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. Karen, would you go back, Karen Donahue, would you go back and look at June minutes, because I thought I saw when I reviewed those that I was listed as being present.
We will double check that for you.
Okay, just double check on that one. All right, item number three, 3A, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapists with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Number one, Alexander Costantino. Any comments, questions?
I move that we accept the application of Alexander Constantino pending passing of a successful completion of all examinations.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All right, any discussion? Hearing then, we'll call the question.
The motion before you is to approve Alexander Costantino following successful completion of the application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Leoni?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item is 3A2, Adam Duncan. Is there any discussion on this one?
I move that we accept the application of Adam Duncan, passing successful completion of all examinations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? I'm just a little concerned because this is a relatively recent infraction. Just scanning again through the self-reflection.
It looks as though, if I read it correctly, he's met all of the requirements by the court.
That is correct.
Probation, and has everything has been released.
Correct.
So he's not under any other court orders at this point.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just that it was just a year ago, right?
Yes.
The charges came about, and our best prediction of future behavior is going to be past behavior, and that's a recent past.
I don't know how old he is, but it didn't come up with anything besides that. That would be my only thought, is that it doesn't seem to be a trend for him. I don't know how old he is, though. Are you suggesting potentially delaying his testing?
No, I'm just in part, I'm curious if anyone else is concerned.
He's 29 years old. When the offense happened, he was 28.
Oh, just a young little pup then. Okay.
And he has passed his national, and he is already licensed in Michigan.
Okay. Any questions? Further discussion? Then let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Adam Duncan following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall?
No.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Leoni?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, now on to item number 3B, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist assistant with documentation related disclosure on personal information section of the application. Jessica Rios.
Karen, Veronica, can I just request that we make sure that the documents that are scanned in for the board members to review and making decisions are really legible? There was a lot of black on this. It was very, very difficult to read most of what was scanned in for us. I recognize that, you know, I don't know how you get these things to you, but if we could just make sure we could actually read it, would be really helpful.
Yeah, I apologize, Dr. King, because my copy is perfect. I don't know that it scans bad unless you let me know, and I could send it to you after the fact, but I apologize for that, because on my end, my copy, it's perfectly legible. Wow. So I do apologize for that. So the next time, if that happens, just email me once you see it, and okay. I can scan it right to you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can do that for sure. Yeah, this was, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, just let us know. We can make sure you get a copy. We may not know that the scan you received is not clear.
I make a motion that we
need, Dr. King, do you need us to do that now?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, I was going to make a motion that we accept her application for PTA certification pending license, passing of all the licensing exams.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Okay, Karen, let's call the question.
The motion before you is to certify Jessica Rios following successful completion of her application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to skip, rearrange the agenda a little bit because we've got a hearing at 9 o'clock. So let's move down to 4B, review, discussion, and possible action for initial review, case number 21-18, Carl Lang, physical therapist.
Mr. Carey, are you present?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, let me just give a summary. All right. So this is complaint 21-18, Mr. Carl Lang, PT. Mr. Lang obtained his compact privilege number 05071T on 5/21/21. Prior to passing the Arizona law exam, Mr. Lang has not taken or passed the Arizona law exam as of July 14, 2021. This case is for your review.
Okay. Mr. Lang, this is
is Mr. Carey. This is Mr. Carey, Mr. Lang's attorney.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's right. Okay. And Dr. Cornwall, I do believe Mr. Lang is also present on the video as well. I can't see him because I'm not good at Google, but I think he's on there as well.
Okay.
Mr. Lang, are you present?
I am.
Very good. All right, okay. Dr. Cornwall.
Would either Mr. Lang or his attorney wish to make a statement? We have read everything that you've turned in to the board, so you don't need to repeat all of that, but if there's anything you'd like us to know at this stage.
Yes, Dr. Cornwall, members of the board, I think it would be helpful for Mr. Lang to give you a little bit of context, and I certainly wanted to try to give you just a little bit of additional context from the legal perspective, if that's okay.
Yeah, so both of you'd like to speak, correct?
Briefly, Dr. Cornwall.
All right, well, let's hear from Mr. Lang first.
Thank you.
Good morning, members of the board. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today. I am deeply embarrassed by my error in completing my application. I've been a physical therapist for nearly 25 years, and as a PT, I take pride in being thorough, and I place a high value on honesty and integrity. About 20 years ago, I decided to take the opportunity to travel around the country and expand my personal and professional experiences by becoming a traveling PT. Eventually, I bought an RV and I was going from assignment to assignment every few months or so. I was interested in seeing a lot of the country, so I applied for numerous state licenses in a very short period of time. All in all, I had 7 state licenses in total. This includes a license in Arizona, which I obtained in late 2002. Recently, I went into business with another physical therapist, and we found out about a possible opportunity in Arizona where we would focus on rehabilitation of the foot and ankle. We discovered that we could obtain a license through the PT compact, and we both applied. I had recalled studying for the laws in Arizona when I was on assignment in 2002, and around that time, I remember taking several ethics and jurisprudence tests. I reasoned that if Arizona required a test, then it must have taken one at some point in time. I should have been more thorough before I completed the application. I should have picked up the phone and called the board and been 100% sure. If I would have done that, then I would not be here sitting in front of you. I am disappointed that I made an error in this situation, and I hope that the board will believe me that it was not my intent to deceive the board. And I certainly am prepared to take the jurisprudence test and demonstrate my fitness to practice in Arizona. I take full responsibility for my actions, and I am truly sorry.
All right, thank you. We may have some questions, but let's hear from Mr. Carey next.
Just thank you, Dr. Cornwall, members of the board. Just very briefly, a few things I wanted to note. First of all, Mr. Lang has registered for the jurisprudence exam, so it is something that he can take. And based on his 20 plus years of experience and his passage of multiple other jurisprudence exams, which he passed on the first try, I anticipate he will pass. This is also not an unlicensed practice case because he hasn't actually come into Arizona and provided any type of practice and any kind of patients, worked with anyone in Arizona at this point. He attempted to get this license prospectively because of a possible opportunity in the future. It's not something where he needed the license in the sense of there was something happening that forced him into Arizona, financial or otherwise, that he had to get the license and started working. He is not practicing or has not practiced in Arizona at this point. I would ask the board to consider giving him an opportunity to pass the jurisprudence exam before making a decision on this case. I would also note that this is not really the type of error that someone would make with intent to deceive a board, because it's immediately verifiable by the board. And so it's one of these where it truly was an error based upon his incorrect assumption that because the PT board now has, and has since the early 2000s, jurisprudence exam, that he did take one. The investigation indicated a possible violation of section 14. That's the fraud violation for misleading, deceptive, and untrue or fraudulent conduct. And I would ask the board to consider that this is really not of the same quality as someone who, for instance, tries to hide discipline or tries to hide a criminal conviction. This is someone who made an error based upon an application and a license from 20 years ago. One of the things that's tricky about compact, as I'm sure any of the compact holders know, is that if the board does take any kind of action on his ability to practice in Arizona, it will disqualify him for 2 years from compact anywhere. It'll also trigger a report to the commission. It will also trigger a reciprocal report to Washington, where he is licensed. And so a error that he made on an application in good faith, I think, will have a really serious domino effect. And so what we would respectfully request is an opportunity for this to be either placed on hold or give him an opportunity to complete jurisprudence exam. At the time he returns to the board, he could certainly avow to the board, even in writing if necessary, that he has not engaged in practice here in Arizona, to confirm that he wasn't practicing under compact before jurisprudence kicked in and he was qualified for it. But we'd like to look for a path forward that recognizes that while he made an error, he didn't seek to deceive the board. And so that would be our request. Certainly Mr. Lang and I are available for any questions.
Okay. Do any board members have questions for either Mr. Lang?
Mr. Lang, this is Karen Bustillo. You did have a previous Arizona license, is that correct?
I did.
And you let that lapse?
I did.
Okay. I guess my biggest concern with all of this is that when you're filling out the application for the compact license, it really seems to state in bold and in red that you have to pass the jurisprudence examination prior to submitting your application. Did you not see this? Were you not aware?
I did. I saw it three times. I saw it in bold, and it said that I attest to taking the jurisprudence test. And I'm still at awe that I hadn't taken it. In my mind, I remember taking it. So it took quite a bit of convincing that I haven't taken it, because that's how I remember it. But the way that it was worded is that had I taken a jurisprudence test, it didn't word it, did you take it recently? Did you take it in the last 5 years? Nothing like that. And so I truthfully answered that particular question the way I had remembered it. And so it was the way I was reading through, and I was hoping that somewhere in the application, I don't know what the application was going to say later. I was hoping somewhere in the application it would ask me if I had a previous license, and then I could type in my previous license, and I was hoping that it would verify or tell me, oh no, you hadn't, or you had taken the test, but it didn't do that. It just, you don't know what you're filling out until you're done, you know? But if I could go back in time, I wish I would have just picked up the phone and called.
So do you know that every time that you have to renew your compact license, if you're not in the state, that you have to again take the jurisprudence examination?
Yeah, when I called, what happened was is when I had received the information that I had created some kind of violation, I wrote to, tried to call Karen at her number, and I couldn't get through to her. So I eventually spoke to someone, and I explained the situation to me, and then they told me, oh no, you have to take this every time on renewal. And so I said, oh, I didn't understand it that way. And then I went back and looked back at that application where it said Arizona, and there's a section, Karen later sent it to me. It said that you have to renew it. But when I had read it the first time, that's not the way that I had interpreted it. So yes, I'm aware, to answer your question.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm nervous. So I talk when I'm nervous.
And just to follow up just briefly, I would note that if you look at his data bank, he took a jurisprudence in 2003 and one in 2004 for two other states. So at or around the time he was gaining Arizona licensure, he was taking other jurisprudence exams, which I think adds to both the confusion, but also I think shows in good faith that he was taking exams during that time. This is not a situation where he got licensed in 2002 in Arizona and then took a bunch of jurisprudence exams last year. They were very close in time. Based on my review of Westlaw, I think the board instituted, or the legislator, I'm sorry, instituted jurisprudence in 2003, a few months after he received his Arizona licensure. So it was very close in time as well. And so I can understand from looking at his documentation how he made an assumption based upon the timing of his other jurisprudence exams and the fact that Arizona hadn't yet instituted on jurisprudence.
It doesn't really matter whether he got one in 2003, 2004 or not. He let his license lapse. Therefore, mm-hmm. If he had reapplied for a full license, non-compact, he would have had to required to take the jurisprudence again to get that license. To getting compact privileges is essentially the same thing. We're giving you permission to work unrestricted in Arizona, and therefore you need a jurisprudence to do that. So every time you want to get a new license in Arizona, you have to take the jurisprudence, and a compact is alike a new license. It's not a physical license, but we're giving you permission to work in Arizona. So it doesn't matter whether or not you took the jurisprudence back in 2003 or four. All right. That wouldn't have, even if you had, it wouldn't have counted because you let that license lapse. Second is, we ask you to take jurisprudence on a regular basis because you, as a compact therapist, you may not work in Arizona full time. You may work a couple, 3 months, you may work in the winters or whatever. And so we want to make sure that every time you renew that, you are up on the latest laws and regulations. So that's why we want you to take the jurisprudence. If I don't doubt that this is not done out of malice. I don't think it was. But it makes me concerned because you're telling me that you weren't as diligent as you should have been. And then I go, all right, what else in physical therapy practice would you not be diligent in? Because this is a pretty straightforward, in my mind, is finding out, all right, how do I get that privilege? What do I have to do? What steps do I have to take? What hoops do I have to jump through? So when you're practicing, what else are you going to do without being completely sure? So that's the problem in my mind, is where would this be in the future, if anywhere?
And I think the only thing that Mr. Lang can really stand behind is his 20 plus years of unblemished record with Washington. And the fact is he's not been disciplined. He hasn't had any indications of any failures of standard of care. And I think that record, I think, will hopefully count for something, in that, you know, if the board does believe this wasn't malicious, which it sounds like that's the board's belief, I think it can feel comfortable with the fact that he does have an unblemished treatment record over an extended period of time. So this is not someone who, and I've seen this with some clients who they immediately get a license in one state for any kind of license, and they go out to 15 different states and start getting licenses. This is someone who I think has a really extended period of history that does not have any blemishes. I also think it's relevant that he does pass his, if you look on his documentation, pass his past jurisprudence exams on the first try. So I think it is someone who is attuned to being able to work with the laws of the jurisdictions he goes into. And I don't anticipate he would have any issues passing jurisprudence here in Arizona.
Mr. Carey, it's Kelly King. I have to agree with Dr. Cornwell for sure on this. I think that we are lucky that Mr. Lang did not treat patients in the state of Arizona, although he could have because he had a compact privilege. Nothing would have stopped him. He's not seen our jurisprudence. I don't know that, you know, for a very long time, I don't know that he recalls the laws from, you know, Arizona and the state statutes. So I'm grateful that he did not treat patients in our state, given the fact that he hasn't actually done due diligence on making sure he's understanding of our laws, our rules, and our statutes. I also agree with Dr. Cornwell in that I think this shows lack of really being organized. If you're going to be practicing in multiple states, you know, making sure that you've got some sort of tracking mechanism to know what you have and have not done. It seems very casual in attitude about licensure in a particular state. And we are far from casual about licensure in the state of Arizona and protecting our patients. And so, you know, I agree that it doesn't seem like he was trying to do something malicious, but at the same time, the casualness of which he assumed he knew, maybe he did, couldn't recall, but moved forward with the licensure, I think is concerning. So I hope someday he gets it right for the state of Arizona, but at this point, you know, he hasn't.
Any other comments or questions from board members? I know we have an informal hearing at 9 o'clock, but I move that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Okay, so remember you have to completely exit this meeting by hitting the red hang up button and join an executive session meeting. I'll stop the recording and join you in a minute. The recording is going to stop at 9:02.